This story from the Acts, which we have today, has been repeated over and over and over again in the history of the church. There's no law and no prison that can contain the word of God. And so, if it takes an angel to go and open the jail door and let them all out so they can go back and preach, it'll happen. Why? Because God so loves the world that he wants them to know who he is and what he's done for the world in his co-equal son, Jesus Christ. That's the source of peace, interior peace, civil peace. As we watch now, you know, the Satan having quite a field day, stirring up hatred and war. And so what do the Christians have to do? They have to preach. They have to tell people. And the results are remarkable, because the Lord so cares about everybody that he gives impact and eloquence to any of us when we try to tell people about the Lord. It's very important. If you see the way things are heading, you know, we're heading for an enormous world war. And the mainspring of that is Russia. And the mainspring of Russia is Putin. And what spirit is moving him, I'll let you decide. But how many youth are going to be killed if this war starts? How many, I mean, the young men who are in best of health and willing to go fight are the ones who get killed, right? And so who's left to raise up the rest of the human race? So that's the, we have to preach, and in a way that brings peace. Now the gospel. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Now remember, God is one. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The unprincipled principle, the unsourced source, even within the Trinity, where there is no before and after. God is God and has been God and will be God forever, just as he is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But within the Trinity, there is a rhythm. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. He sent himself. So that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. Just look at how important it is that the church preach. You know, when these good apostles, fishermen, you know, today they'd be like construction workers. And all of a sudden, they're turning the whole country upside down because they're preaching. And when they're stopped by the rulers and put in jail, an angel just opens the door and out they come and they keep on preaching. It's important that the world hear about Jesus Christ. And when that overall fear, fear of death, fear of war, fear of what's happening, gets strong, people distract themselves, especially the youth. They can't think about that. So they drink, they have sex, they can't think, where is the world going? Who's going to help them? Who's going to help them? Not only to see where it's going, to experience the solution, Jesus Christ. and to tell other people about it. There's this great battle going on between light and darkness. And it's important, you see. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned. Can you see then from that one statement the whole drive of the television industry? They don't know it, most of them. It's to stop people from hearing about Jesus and believing in him. Because if they do, they've escaped the whole clutch of Satan and they're on their way to eternal life. That's why we run a school. Get the kids ready. Tell people about Jesus Christ. You see, and this is the verdict. It's the judgment. That the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. Do you see the reason why we're taught to examine our conscience every day and repent? So that we don't take refuge in darkness. Because if we do, we're finished. We won't see what's going on. You see? But everyone who loves the truth, who lives the truth, comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. Not that everybody will think we're so holy, but that we can change lives. That's why. And so, as we are now getting close to this end of this second week, we're on Wednesday, but can you see how the church selects the Gospel of John to be read at the major seasons, Christmas and Easter. You know, we have a 3-year cycle, a 4 already with John. But Matthew, Mark, Luke, and they take up one each year, the readings all year. But when we come to the great mysteries, Christmas and Easter, then the Gospel is John. And we have here these words of our Lord. There's a fight going on, folks. I mean, you know about it, right? I mean, what's going on in the schools? What's going on in Russia and Crimea? What's going on? Our Lady is giving locutions about this. We have to be able to preach the gospel. And we have to be able to do that in a way that wins people over. These apostles, you know, construction workers, minding their own business, and Jesus comes and calls them, and they fall in love with him. And they believe in him, and they see who he is. And then he dies, and they run. He rises. They come back. He forgives them. And now they know in the depth of her own heart how fragile they are and how much they have to depend on God to preach the gospel. And those 12 guys changed the world. And that's what this text is saying. See, whoever lives the truth comes to the light so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. And by God.